We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bruce, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. How are you? Certainly a fun day to talk about, too. Chicago baseball teams winning. Well, one of them lost as well.
They both won, Bruce. They both won. And the Bulls won, too. And it's the first time in 3 years that all three teams won on the same day.
Oh, my God.
I think we should declare it a vacation day of some sort.
We're back to this. We'll double-check that for you, Bruce, in a minute. Seriously, though, when you look at the Cubs, they come back. We talked about this. They come back with a winning road trip. And they come back winning a couple of series in a row. And they come back to what's going to be a packed Wrigley and a good opponent to play at this point in the year. They also could have been 7-2. I mean, if we don't count the bullpen moments that went awry, they really had a hell of a road trip.
You're right. They did. And a lot of clutch performances. I think the one thing that stands out the most, guys, is the fact that the hitting has been really timely and good. And I guess you can't start a conversation about the Cubs offense without talking about Michael Busch and how he's come along and changed the whole idea of the lineup, you know, with a left-handed power bat, one that they have control of for the next 6 years. You know, the narrative throughout the winter was always talking about, hey, the Cubs need to acquire some bats for the middle of the order. There's no run production there. Belly's not there yet. And what are we going to do? When are they going to sign Rhys Hoskins? And, you know, give credit to Jed Hoyer and Carter Hawkins for holding firm, making the trade with the Dodgers and bringing this guy in. We're not saying necessarily he's going to hit 40 or 50 home runs, but he just looks like a major league player playing at first base, guys.
No doubt about it, Bruce. And I think that when you look at their young position players, you look at their young pitchers, and many of them look the part. Hayden Wesneski was the latest yesterday. Four innings, one hit, and he got there in a hurry, hastily called up, and then he did the job. I wonder where this pitching staff is headed, obviously with the rotation in state of flux, with Justin Steele out, Jameson Taillon comes back. Will that be tonight? Are they going to, have they made that official yet? And when they do, what will be the corresponding roster move?
You know, they alluded to it, and the beat writers on the road were writing about it. But, you know, the narrative kind of stopped about whether Taillon's pitching tonight or not. We'll find out when we get to the ballpark. But there are certain moves that have to be made here. And you have to look at the situation with him coming back, and hopefully you have Steele coming back sometime in early May. What do you do with Ben Brown? Is he the ideal starting pitcher? Is he the ideal arm in the bullpen that can get you two or three innings every time out when the starting pitcher fails? Because if there's one thing that we've seen here outside Imanaga and looking at most of the rest of the pitching staff, except for Javier, you would have to say that, you know, 4 1/3 is about all you're getting out of the rotation. If that's the case, are you going to really need more middle guys like Wisniewski? And the same thing with Brown. Is it more important to have young guys in the bullpen that can give you that 3 or 4 innings? That was the key to winning yesterday.
I think that it's been very interesting to kind of see the way they've moved things around. To me, the question isn't Ben Brown. The question might be the professor. And I'm not saying you dump him. He's played against a lot of really good teams. And Sunday, I believe he is scheduled to go against the Marlins. Do you believe that he might be taking a seat for a little bit just to figure out what's going awry? And, yeah, he struggled to start the year. He's got a great record over the years, but the reality is that's tough stuff.
This is really tough because everybody roots for Kyle Hendricks, yep. One of the great guys in the game. The reality is, you have to do that on the field, and he's not getting it done on the field right now. So the problem with Hendricks is he's not a bullpen pitcher, and you wouldn't look at him as a bullpen pitcher, okay? A lot of times you go, well, let's skip him a couple times, use him in the bullpen, work on some things on the side. Well, you know, with a guy that's 34 years old and has such a great career behind him, what are you going to be working on the side? He's not injured. It's just a question of command. He's not able to command the baseball like he used to. You never saw 2 fastballs leak over the plate like in his last start, right, and go out of the ballpark in the past. So he's doing everything from his perspective. The question is, how long of a leash do you get because the team's playing well, because who he is, and can this get straightened out over the next 10 days or 2 weeks?
So, Bruce, when you look at the White Sox and Jonathan Cannon throws yesterday, 3 hits, struck out 3, walked 1, 54 pitches were strikes. And he should have been actually scoreless, but Dominic Fletcher had the misplay in center field. But the Sox going young, the first time that they have had pitchers debut in back-to-back games since Charlie Biggs and Fabian Kowalik in 1932. What was that debut like, Bruce, back-to-back? Do you remember that one?
That's cold. That is really cold.
But this is a youth movement on the South Side. Do you think both those guys are here for a while? Do they obviously merit another start? But what do you expect, and how surprised have you been?
You know, the two words, why not, come to mind, right? Mm-hmm. Why not Jonathan Cannon again? Why not? Mastrini is going to pitch on Sunday. By the way, he'll be our guest on Inside the Clubhouse Saturday between 9 and 11. So that should be fun to talk to him. I mean, they're a bright spot in a dark place right now for the Chicago White Sox. And the one thing that has been missed, I think, and I know you guys talked about it a little last week, is the fact that the pitching, for the most part, has been pretty good. You know, the starting pitching has been okay, good enough. Keep them in games. You know, the continued watching 2 runs a game go up has been the difficult part for White Sox fans and the White Sox. I mean, to see DeJong break out of yesterday and, you know, have a great 2 games, that's, you know, it's an anomaly right now. You look for some hitting to support this team. But when it comes to the young pitchers, Cannon and Mastrini, why wouldn't you start them again?
Yeah, we had talked about this before, Bruce, and you made a point about them coming up. I think the problem I have as I look at this team is that, you know, when Nestrini came up, he was, born early in 20, or born later in 20, he was 24 years old, and that was the youngest player on the roster. And now the next day they bring up the new youngest player on the roster because Cannon's 23. Both those guys pitched really well, and it was fun to see them. I just don't know why Tommy Pham's on the way. I don't know why Martin Maldonado is even there. Honestly, have you seen his numbers? Not only does he have like the worst framing stats in baseball, the guy is batting, what, .065 or something? I mean, I get it. He's supposed to be able to help the pitching staff, but mother of God.
You know, it came up in yesterday's first game, too, where Pedro had him bunting a bunt and run in the fifth inning because they didn't think he can get a hit.
Right.
And that would be the best way to help the team, just move the guy from first base. So it's a problem. I mean, he was not brought to Chicago to hit. He was brought there to bring along the young guys like Cannon and Mastrini. And he's a terrific catcher, but you're right. I mean, it stands out. If Max Stassi hadn't been hurt, and he's going to be out for a long time, I think you would see maybe some changes made. But right now, Maldonado is going to stay. You know, again, a lot of these things just stand out. You know, why doesn't Nicky Lopez hit 300? You know, why isn't, you know, somebody else hitting home runs? It's just a situation where that's not what they do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So, Bruce, a big picture question for you. I'm kind of curious, and we obviously have talked about this a little before, but Craig Counsell is taking the approach to this pitching staff. He's taken a non-traditional approach to it, I think, in terms of defining roles. And it's like I compared it earlier to the NBA that's becoming positionless. He doesn't look at closers or relievers or starters. He looks at guys who are out-getters. You see it in the way that they used Wesneski. You see it the way they use Ben Brown. You see it in the way they use all the guys. And I just wonder, is that the way we're going to have to get used to looking at the Cubs pitching staff? Maybe Major League Baseball, it'll be more of a trend that we have seen, but the traditional sense, I said the other day, the Cubs have a closer issue. Well, do they? If they don't really consider, you know, they're having necessarily a closer. I don't know where this is headed, but do we have to look at this with an open mind, and how difficult is that for a traditionalist like yourself, or like people looking at baseball for a long time?
We're so used to roles for pitchers, right? And, you know, Counsell, as you point out, says, hey, I'm just looking for 27 outs every day. I think it's easy to talk about, but it's not a workable plan that simplistically over 162 games. Guys have to have roles. They have to have rest. They're not everyday pitchers, even in the bullpen. So if you have a big rotation of guys coming through the minor league system and that have options, you know, Wisniewski's and people like that, okay, I mean, you're going to probably at some point hear about Cade Horton coming up. Now, the next great question for you and Mike and the rest of the baseball watching world is you bring Horton through the bullpen because you know you're going to monitor his innings this year, or is he just strictly a starting pitcher and you let him continue to do that until you're ready to bring him up as a starter? I think that's a very intriguing question and a scenario you have to watch. Are Brown and Horton the Woodruff and Burns from Milwaukee when they were coming through the bullpen from Milwaukee when they had a power bullpen and Council was in charge there. Hmm. I think that's an interesting story to watch and storyline to watch as we approach May and June and see how those lengthy power arms are used in the Cub organization.
I think it's a great point, Bruce, because obviously it wasn't that long ago where you saw players that started out in the bullpen and then moved into starting rotation. Obviously, Chris Sale comes to mind. Burley comes to mind. There are ways of kind of getting what you need from people while also getting their bullets fired in the major leagues and then maybe getting them ready to move into a different role in a year or two. I'm all for that. I think that and I'm very curious if you've had any conversation with Council about that.
Well, there will be one today if I have anything to say about it. I hope he has the time. You know what? We found, like Ross, Council is one of those guys that even though he has two media press conferences every day, one before and one after, he's a tremendously approachable guy around, you know, on the field when they're taking BP. Terrific to talk to. And, you know, a guy that you can develop an off-the-record relationship with. So from that perspective, I think the information flow is going to continue to be a very positive and open line from Council to the fan base and Cub Nation.
Do you hope they play tonight?
Why not?
Well, rest the bullpen.
Oh, well, you know, you just can't do that. I mean, you know, I mean, you love to see, you know, you're praying for a rain out?
That's what, yeah.
I don't know that I'm bowing in prayer.
He's
but
been dancing all morning.
There are worse ideas.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, it would help the team. But, again, you know, would they make them play on Monday? Is there an off day for the Marlins? Is it going to be counterproductive? Because you got to play those games right away, especially with the teams that come into town just once.
Right. Great stuff, Bruce. Great catching up. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks,
all
Bruce.
Right, guys. Have a great day.
Yep.
We'll be listening to all the embarrassing, the richness of the guests on Saturday.
Dustin, can't wait.
Dustin, do you listen?
9 to 11.
Bruce, doing a better job booking a show than you. No offense.
I don't go to the Cubs and Sox games, so I don't have those relationships.
Bruce definitely delivers guests. I love working 9 to 11 every Saturday morning because Bruce gets the guests.
Yeah, we're all jealous of it.
When I first started in this business, I was showing an 8x10 black and white photo of Bruce Levine, and I was told, "Do you know who this is?" I said, "I did not." They were not happy that I didn't know who that was. They said, "This is Bruce Levine. Here is your Marantz. Here is your microphone. Wherever Bruce puts his Marantz in his microphone, so do you." And I literally was like following him around like a shadow when I first started interning.
I'm sure
at the
he
old.
Loved that.
Oh no, he did not. He
do you two ever talk about that?
One time. I mean, I have a very nice relationship with Bruce. I consider him a good friend. But believe it or not, when I started interning at the old WMAQ 670, believe it or not, I didn't talk to a soul. I just put my head down, collected the tape. Tried to book a guest, and I was around you, and you didn't even know that I existed.
Now that's unfair, because I was a little one-eyed in those days. Brutally honest, didn't know anyone existed. I think it's unfair to
Sylvie, Greeny, Bernstein, and I.
Wow,
covering the Bears.
That's quite a quartet.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
By the way, the Marlins play on Monday, so they can't have the rain out on Monday. They play at the Braves.
How come I knew all those other guys?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.